That's Eric Clapton from Another Ticket, and I Can't Stand It from 97 Rock, 11 minutes away from 2.
This is Snorton Norton.
Yeah.
And George Harrison, ready to snort. Now, you did a nice shift. Paul Hines following Snorton next. A 484 shift. I don't think Paul's going to go that long, though.
How long is he going to go?
I think he'll go about 3-4 hours.
I tell you.
And start complaining.
Going to really appreciate 4-hour air shifts after this, you know? No more of this. Boy, 4 hours on the radio is so long, you know?
484 hours. Shattering the Guinness Book of World Records. Let he who attempted to break this record,
yeah,
beware.
The next guy amazing. That wants to can go ahead, you know. Let him try.
I got another 10 minutes. I'm going to play a couple more records. And,
yeah, all right.
We're going to get into festivities here.
I got a Beatles tune that's kind of appropriate.
Hard Day's Night.
No, that's not it.
What do the letters S-E-X mean to you? To the Auto Insurance Associates, they mean satisfaction, effort, and experience. And those words describe the Auto Insurance Associates. Anybody can sell you insurance, but the Auto Insurance Associates offer complete services like easy contact. Call 873-6569 anytime. in the South Towns. Call 992-9042. The Auto Insurance Associates are the first South Towns agency to specialize in young drivers, regardless of driving record, even if you have a DWI. Immediate FS forms, low deposits, and low rates. Autos, trucks, vans, and motorcycles, you'll get an attractive package. In Buffalo or the suburbs, call 873-6569. In the South Towns, call 992-9042. Daytime, evenings, or weekends. The Auto Insurance Associates. Call right now. Satisfaction, effort, and experience. Call for a free estimate. 873-6569 or 992-9042 in the South Towns. Harvey and Corky Productions want to update you on four exciting shows that are coming to Buffalo. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at all Central Ticket Outlets in Western New York and Canada for Rush. In Concert at the Odd, May 9th. It's another 97 Rock concert event, and tickets go on sale this Saturday. Good tickets are still available for an evening with acoustic guitar masters John McLaughlin, Al Di Meola, and Paco Di Lucia tonight at Klein Hands Music Hall. Tickets will be on sale at the Klein Hands box office tonight at 7. And remember, tickets are on sale now for Ozzy Osbourne and the Blizzard of Oz at Shays May 6th with their special guests Motorhead, and for Van Halen in Concert at the Yard July 31st. It's all coming to Buffalo from Harvey and Corky. And tonight, you can see jazz guitarist Michael Smierowski and friends at Harvey and Corky Stage 1, 8200 Main Street.
After opening for Nazareth in concert, April Wine has just completed a 10-date headline tour of Germany, getting ready for more shows across the Midwest and Western U.S. beginning next week with Omaha, Wichita, and Tulsa. Another in the wave of Canadian bands to make it worldwide in recent years, April Wine guitarist Gary Moffitt says he finds very little difference between Canadian and U.S. audiences, but Great Britain is another story.
The audience that we have in England is a heavy metal audience, devotees of AC/DC, Rush, and no girls come to the concert. It's all young guys. England, suffice to say, is very changing and very trendy. You could be up one day and down the next. It's really fast.
Moffitt is pretty much one of the crowd on stage, and he told Rock Report correspondent Bill Bonachevitz that that's why April Wine has taken to using wireless guitars when they're playing live. It's like using four mini radio stations.
Each broadcast on their own frequency, and we have four different receivers, and they pick up the sound, and then they're fed by cord or by wire into the amplifier. So it's actually, it frees you from being tied down to a cord, and in a band like April Wine with the four front guitars, it's great.
More from April Wine tomorrow and exclusive comments from REO Speedwagon next week on The Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source.
And this is Snort Norton at 97 Rock, about 6.5 minutes away from 2 o'clock.
Why did you decide to go off at 2 o'clock?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Why not?
That's a pretty good time, huh?
Well, at
why don't you go for 500 hours? You
know, thanks.
What about tomorrow? You want to stay until tomorrow?
Sure. I'll stay here. I could go for another week.
Yeah, right.
You don't believe me. That's it. I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here.
No, 484. Hey, you got a plane to catch Friday morning.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I already got this vacation set up in the islands that I don't intend to be late for. I intend to be on that plane.
Great. Sleeping right up until Friday morning, I guess.
Oh, yeah, probably. And then catch the plane, 7 o'clock Friday morning, and then it's out to the Virgin Islands. So.
Mm-hmm. For a whole week while we're sweating away here and working hard.
I will not feel sorry.
Be lying in the sun. And
I'm not going to feel sorry for you. Not at all.
All right, Snorton, I think you're only going to be allowed to play one more record.
You think so?
Yeah, I got a feeling.
This is a short one here.
This is going to be your last record.
Is it?
You're going to be able to handle this?
I think so.
Need some help? Merriman?
It's the Beatles.
Is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired. I don't know what to do. I'm so tired. My mind is set
Still here. We got about 3 minutes away from 2 o'clock, and I guess we don't have time to play any more music here. We've got all these TV people here. We could interview them. Larry Sales is here from Channel 2, and Larry Hunter is here from Channel 4, and Stan Coleman is here from Channel 2. I think I got that all right.
Channel 7.
Doesn't everybody? Oh, Channel 7. Larry Sales.
No, not everybody works for Channel 2.
Okay. Larry Sales from Channel 7. Larry Hunter from Channel 4. And Stan Coleman from Channel 2.
There. 484 hours. Congratulations, Snorton.
Thank you. I got 3 more minutes.
Oh, okay. I'll take that back then.
Should I sing for 3 minutes or what?
No, you could just talk.
Oh.
Tell us about what you're going to be doing in the Virgin Islands.
Sleeping, laying in the sun. Go ahead.
How do you feel now?
This is Stan Coleman from Channel 2.
Thank you very much. How do you feel now that you're only minutes away from a big, big record?
Real glad it's almost over.
What's going to be your first official act after all the ceremony and everything's all over?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I haven't thought about that. We're going to head downtown and see the mayor. He's been very nice enough, I understand, to present me with the key to the city. Mm-hmm. The seat of the kitty. I haven't been up for too long, have I?
How do you feel?
I'm tired. I'm beat. If I sat down right now, that'd be it. You'd be trying to interview a man who was dead.
In that case, you think you're going to make it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got 2 minutes left, so.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Don't blink.
Don't let me fall. This is my wife. This is, what's your name? What's your name? This is Barbara.
How long have you been on the air?
How long have I been on the air?
Yeah.
484 hours.
How do you feel about that?
Glad it's over.
How has it been for you?
Not too bad.
Uh-huh. She was fixing. She was bringing all the food down in that. So.
What are you going to do next?
Head downtown, see the mayor, get the key to the city, and then find the door that it opens, and we either take that door or behind what's curtain number 3.
Now that you have the record, what's next for Snort Norton?
I don't know. Just go back to playing records 4 hours at a time, and then that'll seem like a heaven instead of 484 hours. 4 hours will be a dream. See, because when we started at 10 o'clock when my show normally starts, 10 o'clock on Thursday, 20 days ago.
And March normally, 19th.
And normally I go off the air at 2 o'clock. So we're going off the air at 2 o'clock, 20 days later. So that's it. Okay? Larry Hunter from Channel 4. This is great.
Next.
I love interviewing these TV people. This is great.
Yeah,
only 35 seconds left here. You get the hot potato.
Hey, we've been down here more than anybody else following this thing.
Okay, anytime.
So, from one disc jockey to another, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
From one Larry to another,
how'd it go? Oh, real good. I'm glad that that I did it, but I wouldn't do it again. We've got 15 seconds left. 15 seconds.
You want to count it down?
Oh, I don't know if I should talk anymore. 10 seconds.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. That's it.
Good night. I'm going to sleep. Well, I feel a little better now.
All right.
Well, I've had a nap. I feel better.
What would you say right now to someone who is considering trying to break your record?
They're crazy. Anybody who would want to do this has got to be nuts. Got to be out of their mind. It's a lot of fun, you know, and we did it for a good cause, for Easter Seals. So in that respect, it was real good. But it's crazy. I was really determined to do it no matter what happened. But around 7 days, it's like your body just rebels and it says, you're crazy. And you hurt all over. Your body aches and your rear end aches from sitting for so long. And your stomach aches because you're not eating right. And your whole body is just tired from just being up for so long. Then you start to adjust to it. But you can only adjust to, torturing yourself for so long. It really has been like being in prison, not being able to leave.
Being a former disc jockey, I'm aware of some of the feelings when you first start off in the business. Sometimes you're thinking, well, I want to go to New York, or I want to be a nighttime disc jockey, or I want to work in my hometown. Was this ever a goal, or did you ever think of doing anything like this when you became a radio announcer?
Well, for a long time, I've wanted to break the Guinness record for the longest radio broadcast. And I suppose to break it here for Buffalo has been real good, because a lot of people have been calling from the Buffalo and Western New York area and saying that they're really proud that Buffalo is going to have a record in the Guinness Book. So that's great. That makes me feel better than anything else. The folks have been calling by the hundreds from all over to say, this is great. We're glad you did it for Buffalo. So I'm glad I did it too. It's great.
Would you consider being a TV reporter marathon?
Huh? Why, you want to trade places? No problem. I'll trade places.
What are you going to do when you hit the islands?
Just fall, probably sleep on the beach for a few days and just have somebody flip me over on a regular basis and a little tanning oil and just keep me evenly burned and I'll be happy.
You've lost some weight.
Maybe a little bit. All that good health food. I'm probably going to stick with the health food, too. It's been good to me.
This has changed your diet?
Perhaps. You know, I'd like to go out and maybe have some junk food tonight on a binge. But I think the health food has really been good for the most part.
When was the last time you had chicken wings?
20 days ago. A mound of hot chicken wings. That's what I need.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Now I don't have a record queued up. Where's my helpers?
All right, your shift is over. Now get out of here. Okay. 484 hours, huh? Is this man sick or what? I think he deserves a hand.
My headphones didn't work.
Snort Norton after 484 hours on the air at 97 Rock. There are some primates outside. And in just a few minutes, we're going to be motorcading down to the mayor's office, where Snorton will be presented with the key to the city. And rumor has it there will be a primal scream on the steps of City Hall.
A first.
So they want a first in the city of Buffalo. We're screaming proud, people.
I got something on here.
Okay. You got a record?
Yeah.
You got any last words you want to say?
No. That's it. I said enough words.
Well, from everyone here at 97 Rock, we'd like to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you.
It's been a great effort, taking a lot of courage, and we're proud of you.
Thank you.
And Buffalo's proud of you.
We're talking proud.
We're talking proud. We're rocking proud from 97 Rock.